This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked. Shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you're that exceptional American. I know that you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, George Bush, 41, is being laid to rest. And a couple of things about this. I want to, sort of put you, at ease. In June of 1992, United Nations Agenda 21 in the Rio de Janeiro Accord, they were signed in June. President George Bush, 41, signed it. And then going on after, actually before that, predating that, we have a few quotes about the New World Order. Let's start off with this one. This is George Bush promoting New World Order before Congress. Here we go. We're going to promote this one. We're going to look at this one. Get a nice little roll-in of a picture of George Bush, 41. 1991. September 11th, 1991, remarks in Congress, George Bush.
Until now, the world we've known has been a world divided, a world of barbed wire and concrete block, conflict, Cold War. Now we can see a new world coming into view, a world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order. In the words of Winston Churchill, a world order in which the principles of justice and fair play protect the weak against the strong. A world where the United Nations, freed from Cold War stalemate, is poised to fulfill the historic vision of its founders. a world in which freedom and respect for human rights find a home among all nations. The Gulf War put this new world to its first test. And my fellow Americans, we passed that test. For the sake of our principles, for the sake of the Kuwaiti people, we stood our ground, because the world would not look the other way. Ambassador El-Sabah, tonight, Kuwait is free. Where is it? We are very happy about that. Tonight, as our troops begin to come home, let us recognize that the hard work of freedom still calls us forward. We've learned the hard lessons of history. The victory over Iraq was not waged as a war to end all wars. Even the New World Order cannot guarantee an era of perpetual peace, but enduring peace must be our mission. Our success in the Gulf will shape not only the new world order we seek, but our mission here at home. In the war just ended, there were clear-cut objectives, timetables, and above all, an overriding imperative to achieve results. We must bring that same sense of self-discipline, that same sense of urgency to the way we meet challenges here at home. In my state.
Yeah. Now, that isn't that interesting? George Bush, the senior, did that. Mm-hmm. Don't you just love moments like this? What's this guy's saying here?
Father Bushes and the David Rockefellers and the Queen Mother in England lived to 102, and the Queen in England now is well of age, because they're not given the same health treatment the rest of us get. One of the bloody reasons. And all.
Anyway, this is David Icke. Some more sort of things going on. But don't you find it interesting that it was that one that really kind of brought George Bush to the front? But then again, it was this one. Listen to this one about the world order.
Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order can emerge, a new era, freer from the threat of terror, stronger in the pursuit of justice, and more secure in the quest for peace. An era in which the nations of the world, east and west, north and south, can prosper and live in harmony. 100 generations have searched for this elusive path to peace, while 1,000 wars raged across the span of human endeavor. And today that new world is struggling to be born. A world quite different from the one we've known. A world where the rule of law supplants the rule of the jungle. A world in which nations recognize the shared responsibility for freedom and justice. A world where the strong respect the rights of the weak. We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
Now, this was something that was done after that September 11th speech. September 11th, 1991, just 10 years to the day before 9/11.
A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders. What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind, peace and security, freedom, and the rule of law. Such is a world worthy of our struggle and worthy of our children's future. Now we can see a new world coming into view, a world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order. In the words of Winston Churchill, a world order in which the principles of justice and fair play protect the weak against the strong. A world where the United Nations, freed from Cold War stalemate, is poised to fulfill the historic vision of its founders.
Okay, so how's that working out for you up there in paradise? Or in any other places that's been burned? Huh? Paradise, Santa Rosa, Lake County, all those areas. Guess again. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, A21R.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Well, now that we're on the crazy train, all aboard. Okay, so we've got other things going on, though. I mean, this is George Bush. We've heard this now. 1991, before Congress, and then in his own office, he does the speech about the New World Order. So he's setting the groundwork. In fact, it was September 11th. 1991, 10 years before the Twin Towers went down. Right? I mean, you can't link this stuff up. Now, here we go. Here comes the other component of that. They go down in Rio de Janeiro at the Earth Summit that was held there in 1992, June 1992. So you've got a presidential election going on. So he's down there signing that document. Soft law, they called it. It's all soft law. We don't have to abide by it. And you don't. Most people just voluntarily come along to it. And there's usually money inducements. That's how they get the cities involved with ICLEI and their little tentacles of it, you know. It was a non-binding action by the United Nations with sustainable development. It's all about sustainable development. It's really all about getting you off the land and them taking all the land. It's about conquering, is what it is. So it was presented in Congress in October. And by who? Nancy Pelosi.
Such all time as I may consume and ask leave to revise and extend my remarks. Mr. Speaker, I rise in strong support of H. Conrad 353, expressing the sense of the Congress that the United States should assume a strong leadership role in implementing the decisions made at the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, developing a national strategy to implement Agenda 21 and other Earth Summit agreements through domestic policy and foreign policy, by cooperating with all countries to identify and initiate further agreements to protect the global environment, and by supporting and participating in a high-level United Nations Sustainable Development Commission as amended. I now yield to the gentlewoman from California, Ms. Pelosi, the sponsor, to explain the resolution.
The gentlewoman from California is recognized.
I thank the gentleman for yielding. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I thank the gentleman for yielding. In fact, it is a very simple resolution, which the gentleman has just mostly explained. I would, Mr. Speaker, like to take a moment to thank Chairman Fassell and Mr. Broomfield, Mr. Yatron and Mr. B. Ryder, the chair and ranking member of the subcommittee, and the members of the Foreign Affairs Committee for their assistance in expediting consideration of this legislation. The Earth Summit Environmental Leadership Act, as this is known, presents us with an opportunity to follow up on the important work of the Earth Summit to develop its blueprint, Agenda 21, for global environmental action. H. Res 353 outlines a comprehensive national strategy for sustainable development in accordance with the principles of Agenda 21 to be coordinated under the leadership of a specific office and at the direction of a high-level government official. The resolution also urges the United States to identify and initiate further agreements to protect the global environment and to support the creation of a high-level United Nations Sustainable Development Commission headed by an Undersecretary General. Third and lastly, the President is urged to report to Congress on the progress made on with this action. H. Conres 353 is supported by the administration. I have been in contact with the appropriate offices of the State Department and have incorporated their suggestions into the resolution. The 71 co-sponsors of this measure include one half the members of the Foreign Affairs Committee and all of the House delegates to the Earth Summit. It is also supported by the major United States non-governmental organizations concerned with the environmental issues. The Earth Summit presented world leaders with an opportunity that should not be lost. We must now embark on a new course that will sustain our planet and its resources for the benefit of future generations. This resolution calls on the United States to assert its leadership to achieve this goal. I urge my colleagues to support this resolution. Thanks again to the members of the Foreign Affairs Committee for their recognition of the importance and timeliness of this resolution. We must make the promise of Rio a reality. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The gentlewoman's time has expired. The gentleman from Michigan.
Mr. Speaker, I yield myself such time as I need, and I ask permission to revise and extend my remarks.
Without objection, so order. The gentleman is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I do support this resolution, which expresses the sense of Congress with respect to implementing the decisions of the recent United Nations Conference on Environment and Development. And I do want to express and commend the gentlelady from California, Mrs. Pelosi, for her sponsorship of this important resolution. Mr. Speaker, despite all of the criticism of the administration policy toward the Earth Summit, the fact is that the United States government made a very constructive contribution in Rio and in the talks that led to the meeting in Rio.
This is a Republican talking here. Broomfield is his name.
The Rio Declaration on Environment and Development, the lengthy action plan referred to as Agenda 21, the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, and the non-binding but authoritative principles for the management and conservation of forest resources. In addition, the conference adopted the UN Biodiversity Convention, which the administration decided not to join at this time. And this was due to concerns about intellectual property and also the decision-making and funding mechanism. The administration has already made a good beginning in implementing the results of the conference. And during the talks on climate, the administration pledged $75 million for related projects in developing countries, including the development of national plans. The president announced that the United States would have our own national plan.
National plans, which led to your local city plans.
And on climate, ready by the end of the year in order to start international consultations in January of 1993. The president announced a Forest for the Future initiative to double worldwide forestry.
Forest for the Future initiative. Are we hearing this, Paradise?
Assistance, beginning with $150 million additional U.S. contribution. The administration is preparing for consideration by the UN General Assembly of establishment of the Sustainable Development Commission called for in Rio and is working on an interagency basis to formulate further plans to implement the other recommendations of the conference. The good start made by the administration shows that the United States is serious about international cooperation to address global environmental problems. The resolution before us calls for similar measures to implement the recommendation of Rio Conference. The State Department does support the provisions of this resolution, which are fully consistent with U.S. policy toward implementing the results of the Earth Summit. Mrs. Pelosi should be further commended for her cooperative attitude on the issues that were raised by the Department at an early stage in the consideration of this resolution. Mr. Speaker, I was also appointed to the Earth Summit as an observer, a delegation. Although I did not actually attend the conference, I did follow the proceedings very carefully. Recently, I had the opportunity to contribute to an article on these matters to a magazine called Michigan International Lawyer. I request that this summary of my views be inserted in the record at the conclusion of my remarks. And I yield back the balance of my
objection,
time.
Sort of. The gentleman yields back his time. Gentleman from New York.
Mr. Speaker, I have no further requests for time and yield back the balance of my time and ask unanimous consent that all members be given 5 legislative days in which to revise and extend their remarks.
With that,
there it is. That's bringing to you what we have today in Paradise. Mm-hmm. Bush 41 did that. Just remember that. All these people in Paradise, there have been 50-some thousand people that have been displaced. We still don't know how many are dead and missing. United Nations Agenda 21 brought that to you and us and everybody else. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, it'd be nice if I turned up the volume so that you could hear me. Right. I get it. So, yeah, that's the story of how it all started. It started with the man that we're burying tomorrow. Being eulogized right now as we speak everywhere. For his efforts of unifying the world under the United Nations totalitarian scheme. And those of you that are, of course, wondering and in complete shock and dismay about the nuclear device, apparently, or whatever it was, that went off up there in Paradise. Because it's clearly, this is not just a regular fire. Listen, you know, a lot of people are born at night, but it's just not like last night that everybody's born. And I think the people who are doing all this stuff kind of miss, you know, they just don't get it. They don't think we have senses about ourselves. And some of us have life experiences dealing with things like fires and floods and famine and things like that. And they can see one thing when it's contrived and one thing when it's real. I know fire is real, but when it's set off like that, I don't know. I find it interesting that by 1993, they just kind of stopped. Just kind of completely stopped, you know, taking care of the forest. Sure, they and you know, they talk about this reforestation business and forestations, and you know, we're going to make the planet the way it is. Half a billion people on the planet, that's sustainability. That's what the Georgia Guidestones say. Everybody said, what's the Georgia Guidestones? It's all part of it. It's all part of the plan, Ted Turner country down there at Atlanta, Georgia. Ted Turner, he figured it out. A big globalist with George Bush. Well, Bush and Clinton and Bush and Obama. Globalist. Then there's Trump. We're not a globalist. Doesn't like it. Doesn't agree with it. And, of course, this whole project here in California where the forest has been allowed to go crazy. No forestation, no deforestation for you, no logging for you, just kill the businesses, which is exactly what happened when you brought in Agenda 21 now, isn't it? And the sustainability folks, the yellers and the screamers and all your city council meetings, and all of a sudden they learned how to, well, they had to be sustainable in their own communities, right? Their own county, their own state, their own county, their own cities. Then we had the growth and explosion of regionalism. Oh, my goodness. So we can handle the sustainability business, right? Yeah. Traffic calming. Oh, traffic calming. By the way, this whole thing up there in Paradise where you had the traffic's converged, the traffic lanes reduced by two lanes, and then curbing put out in the lane so you couldn't actually pass on the right because that's the bike lane. So you couldn't do that. And they put it right in the middle of town. Shocking. Only it's not all the. It's not a whole bunch of, you know, lanes. Not, I mean, a whole bunch of. It's not a long length of where this is happening. No, it's a choke point. It's clearly designed as a choke point. And they put that in about 4 years ago because the city council got about $1.2 million grant to do that. Sustainability. They're their regional organizations, of course. Regionalism. That's here. That's the way it is. Now, some of you people don't understand regionalism. But people who do recognize it as something called Soviet-style governance. You know, like the Soviet Union? Union of Soviet Socialist Republics? Yeah, that one. The Soviet governance is governance by bureaucrats. And regionalism is what that is. Regionalism means Soviet, and it's Soviet is the translation in Russian. Soviet-style governance. And it's all over the place in California, all over the place throughout the nation now. So you can see what it is. You have a city, let's say you have city fathers that are elected, and you have county supervisors, they're elected. And then you have the state government, you know, assembly members and senators and other executive branch members, your attorney, they're elected. But when you're in a regional government and you are a regional organization between several counties, let's say, cities and counties, interlapping one another, you're not elected to those positions. You're appointed. You're appointed by your city. You're appointed by the county. And you become a board of directors for those areas. You have you haven't been voted in, but boy, do you have power. You have power to legislate. You have power to fine and fee and tax and everything within your own regions. So you set up a whole different shadow government over your Republican form of governance. Get it? Governance. Get it? That's what regionalism is all about. And they're all over the place. ABAG, anyone? SCAG. Southern California Association of Governments. See, this is, and of course, it's run amok because what happens is you get money. Yeah, in fact, the federal government set it up so you have to be part of a regional organization to get money, such as money that might be used for traffic calming, such as what happened in Paradise. Get it? That's how that all worked. So regionalism, which is not, in my opinion, constitutional in the United States of America, you have unelected bureaucrats telling you what to do. That's why the taxes and fees are going up. We're allowing it to happen. We're doing it to ourselves, which is the way of the United Nations. They laugh at us. They laugh at the world. And there's ICLEI. See, the concept of United Nations Agenda 21 is to think and act differently. Think globally, but act locally. Get it? Think globally, but act locally. That's what they say. So you have local organizations like ICLEI, International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, ICLEI. See, that's ICLEI. And basically, ICLEI is an interesting organization that comes out of the United Nations. It kind of helps your local communities learn about sustainability, how they can become more sustainable. It would be ICLEI that would have been helping with the bike lanes up there, the traffic calming that goes on up in Paradise. Interesting. ICLEI came to my little town in the Tea Party, and everybody jumped all over it and stopped it. Stopped it cold. And then they just moved on to other towns. We gave them money. They did the traffic calming. Right. Just sort of, give them a little bit of taste of it. But, when you had bike lanes added to an evacuation route, it looks a little suspicious, and then everybody gets burned out, right? You see, there's a lot of planning in advance that goes along with all this stuff. Years and years and years of planning, and then they execute it. And they sure have been executing the fires in California, haven't they? And they nearly executed a flood of monumental proportions here in California with the Oroville Dam. It was the action of a sheriff who stopped that, I might add. We're going to bury George Bush tomorrow. But his legacy of United Nations Agenda 21 and burning everybody out, how's that working out for us? We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be playing right now a clip so you can hear just a few things about presidential debate October 15th, 1992, and it's Richmond, Virginia. George Bush, Ross Perot, and Bill Clinton. Here we go. I think it's going. Is it going? Is it going? It's going. Here we go.
We've come to a position where we're in a new world order, and I'd like to know what the candidates feel our position is in this new world order and what our responsibilities are as a superpower.
Mr. President?
Well, we have come to that position. Since I became president, 44 countries have gone democratic, no longer totalitarian, no longer living under dictatorship or communist rule. This is exciting. This is new world order to me means freedom and democracy. I think we will have a continuing responsibility as the only remaining superpower to stay involved. If we pull back in some isolation and say we don't have to do our share or more than our share anymore, I believe you're going to just ask for conflagration that we'll get involved in the future. NATO, for example, has kept the peace for many, many years. And I want to see us keep fully staffed in NATO so we'll continue to guarantee the peace in Europe. But the exciting thing is the fear of nuclear war is down. And you hear all the bad stuff that's happened on my watch. I hope people will recognize that this is something pretty good for mankind. I hope they'll think it's good that democracy and freedom is on the move. And we're going to stay engaged, as long as I'm president, working to improve things. You know, it's so easy.
Note the use of the word democracy. What is wrong with the use of the word republic?
Easy now to say, hey, cut out foreign aid. We got a problem at home. I think the United States has to still be have the Statue of Liberty as a symbol of caring for others. We're right this very minute, we're sending supplies in to help these little starving kids in Somalia. We're trying to get, it's the United States that's taking the lead in humanitarian aid into Bosnia. We're doing this all around the world. And yes, we got problems at home. And I think I got a good plan to help fix those problems at home. But because of our leadership, because we didn't listen to the nuclear freeze group, you remember? Freeze it back in about the late 70s. Freeze, don't touch it. We're going to lock it in now or else we'll have war. President Reagan said, no, peace through strength. It worked. The Soviet Union is no more, and now we're working to help them become totally democratic through the Freedom Support Act that I led on, a great Democratic ambassador, Bob Strauss over there, Jim Baker, all of us got this thing passed through cooperation, Ross. It worked with cooperation, and you're for that, I'm sure, helping Russia become democratic. So the New World Order to me means freedom and democracy. Keep engaged. Do not pull back into isolation. And we are the United States, and we have a responsibility to lead and to guarantee the security. If it hadn't been for us, Saddam Hussein would be sitting on top of 3/5 of the oil supply of the world, and he'd have nuclear weapons. And only the United States could do that. Excuse me, Carol.
Thank you. Mr. Perot.
Well, it's cost-effective to help Russia succeed in its revolution. It's pennies on the dollar compared to going back to the Cold War. Russia's still very unstable. They could go back to square one and worse. They're still, all the nuclear weapons are not dismantled. I'm particularly concerned about the intercontinental weapons, the ones that can hit us. We've got agreements, but they're still there. With all this instability and breaking into republics, and all the Middle Eastern countries going over there and shopping for weapons, we've got our work cut out for us. So we need to stay right on top of that and constructively help them move toward democracy and capitalism. We have to have money to do that. We have to have our people at work. See, for 45 years, we were preoccupied with the Red Army. I suggest now that our number one preoccupation is red ink.
I've had some words about the president and Saddam Hussein. Would you care to comment?
I'd rather answer her question first, okay. And I'll be glad to. Because the question you ask is important. The end of the Cold War brings an incredible opportunity for change. Winds of freedom blowing around the world. Russia demilitarizing. And it also requires us to maintain some continuity, some bipartisan American commitment to certain principles. And I would just say there are three things that I would like to say. Number one, we do have to maintain the world's strongest defense. We may differ about what the elements of that are. I think the defense needs to be with fewer people in permanent armed services, but with greater mobility on the land, in the air, and on the sea, with a real dedication to continuing development of high-technology weaponry and well-trained people. I think we're going to have to work to stop the proliferation.
High-technology weaponry. Could he be talking about lasers and microwaves? 1992 presidential debate.
...of weapons of mass destruction. Got to keep going until all those nuclear weapons in Russia are gone and the other republics. Number two, if you don't rebuild the economic strength of this country at home, we won't be a superpower. We can't have any more instances like what happened when Mr. Bush went to Japan and the Japanese prime minister said he felt sympathy for our country. We have to be the strongest economic power in the world. That's what got me into this race, so we could rebuild the American economy. And number three, we need to be a force for freedom and democracy, and we need to use our unique position to support freedom, whether it's in Haiti or in China or in any other place. Wherever the seeds of freedom are sprouting, we can't impose it, but we need to nourish it. And that's the kind of thing that I would do as president, follow those three commitments into the future.
Well, 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 there you have it. What do you think of that? Now, that was a presidential debate, and of course, who won was Bill Clinton. That's just my take on that. Of course, some people would have said, well, you know, could be something different, right? Could be. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call
or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Coming up next, we're going to be talking to Ken Boone, a victim of the Paradise Fire. And Ken Boone is going to be talking to us about his experience. It's going to be rather enthralling, but he'll be with us so we can get some explanation as to what happened to him. And you can hear his stories. And by the way, we're going to be having a whole bunch of people come on and talk about their stories of what happened to them in the fire on November 8th, a day that will live in infamy. I'm telling you, there's just so many strange things about this. And, of course, everybody's just kind of freaking out because they want answers and they're not getting any answers, although, you know, the usual suspects are there, and people are just not believing it anymore. You know, they're really not believing Cal Fire. They're not believing Jerry Brown. Certainly, they don't believe Jerry Brown and the Office of Emergency Services in California. They are just getting blown up big time, as we are seeing. Anyway, so stay with us. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, and remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. This is the wave of the future, obviously. New California State, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be back. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.